So composition is the creation of a soundtrack for a game. In general, most game development teams will hire a third-party composer for their projects.
In the computer science building, students come together and bring their laptops in this safe learning space while communicating and working together to create their club's very own game. The Game Development Club president, Ben Hankin, is in the middle of explaining the basic mechanics to game design with his fellow club members. Hankin shares what he believes the club is about and how it's more of a learning experience.
So here in the Game Development Club, we work on, as the name says, developing games. I know that a lot of people may think that it's a club for playing games, but we really get into the details about how to program a game, how to work around the physics, and we really dive deep into that.
Hankin then adds how he put together the club after noticing that there were very few computer science activities.
So it got started when I was a CS major last semester, and I realized that there were really no CS activities on campus. You know, there were no clubs, there were no groups or anything like that. So I said, hey, why not start a club myself? And that's kind of how it came about.
Hankin then discusses how he hopes to produce a game with his members in the Game Development Club.
The long-range goals of this club are hopefully to get everyone familiar with Unity, so hopefully in the future we can all come together and develop our own game and maybe, you know, release it and, you know, make money off of it or something like that. But that's the long-term goal.
Aryu Mekrion, a member of the club, says he joined because he wanted to expand his knowledge in computer science.
I joined this club because I think it would be really good for a career, since I'm a computer science major myself. This would be a good career for me to do game development.
Mekrion hopes that he will be able to code better in game development.
To try to maybe code better and like to understand how making games work, since I played a lot of mobile games in the past.
Mekrion loves how the club teaches in a step-by-step process into game development.
What I like about this club is they give like step-by-step like how to do some things on Unity and what code to use to run the program and stuff like that.
LJ Sanchez, another member of the club, says how he always enjoyed coding and found that this club would give him good practice.
I've always been interested in computers, technology and all of that, and I've always been interested in coding as well. And I feel this one is a good opening opportunity before into diving into a full-time class kind of thing.
Sanchez hopes to gain more experience by being in the club.
Just get a little more experience with the computer, with the coding and all of that. I always looked at it and was super confused by it. And I think by doing this little by little, it's going to help me get more familiar with it. And it's going to be a bit more friendly than just going deep down into a big kind of course online.
Sanchez says that he enjoys being a member of the club.
I do enjoy being in this club. It's interesting to see how putting a few letters together, doing different coding and stuff can help you achieve many different things in the computer world. And all the virtual scene with the games and all that stuff.
The Game Development Club meet every Tuesday in the Computer Science Building, room 1507, from 4:15 to 5:15 p.m. This has been Alejandro Juanillo from KPCRadio.com.
And there are many elements to creating a composition. There's the melody, there's the beat when necessary, there's the programming of the beat and the melody, and there's changing sounds to reflect location, which is known as reverb, but we're not going to be going very deep into that. And there's much, much more. Some compositions will be live.